Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. As of 12 a.m. today, Shanghai is back in business. People are allowed to enter and exit their residential compounds and go to their workplaces. The roads are open to traffic and public transportation is up and running. Lei Shuran has more.
At 12 a.m. June the 1st, pandemic control checkpoints at district boundaries, river tunnels and bridges were all removed, as well as all the roadblocks. The Nanpu Bridge, Lupu Bridge, Yan'an Road Tunnel and other cross-river passages all became open to traffic once again after being closed to traffic for 65 days. Many residents waited in advance so they could get out onto the roads as soon as possible.
I'm very excited. Everyone has been waiting for this moment for the past 2 months. Traffic between Puxi and Pudong has now resumed. We made it, everyone persevered until this moment of victory.
At around 12:30 a.m., less than half an hour after the streets reopened, there was already congestion on Yan'an Elevated Road towards the Bund. The slow-moving traffic stretched for nearly 3 kilometers. Some parts were even more congested than typical morning and evening rush hour. The Bund was almost immediately crowded with people wanting to see the landmark waterfront that have not been able to see for so long.
I feel our Bund is really quite beautiful. Feels like reunion after a long absence.
I'm going to school in the morning, and I'm also going to play outside. I will open the door, I can go outside now.
The city's public transportation network also fully restored its services today. Shanghai's metro network carried 913,000 people as of 11 a.m., approximately half the number before the lockdown. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.
Life returned to normal today for Shanghai residents. As many shopping centers reopened, reporter Zhang Hong went to a mall in downtown Jing'an earlier today and shares with us what she saw.
This is my first shopping day in an actual mall in over 2 months. I'm going to the nearby HKR Taikoo Hui for some perfume and a pair of sneakers. As the mall just reopened today, I'm hoping for some discounts. Oh, hello, Digital Sentry. I just need to show my health QR code to it, and it will pull out my PCR test result, take my temperature, and register me at the venue. Perfume, here I come,
你好。进每个店都要先扫码。
The store manager said she's excited to reopen the store as most customers prefer buying perfume in person rather than online.
We have many returning customers. They want to see new products that have come in, and they want to try a sample. In the past, we usually saw 300 to 400 customers per day and 500 to 600 on good days. I don't think we will be seeing that many customers right away, but I believe it will gradually recover.
Have you been following Well Liu's live streams recently? Well, I know it sounds like an excuse, but I really need a proper pair of sneakers before I can start working out along with everyone else watching his live stream.
The store manager told me that they've actually seen more customers this morning compared to a regular weekday.
Some customers contacted us on WeChat, asking about new styles, and some said they needed some sportswear for summer. We couldn't deliver online orders before. Today is the first day that people's lives are back to normal. I suppose everyone is thrilled and more people will come to visit the mall.
For the reopening, the mall is offering coupons for stores and restaurants to encourage more people to come in to do some shopping.
I got my perfume and sneakers. My bank account has taken a hit, but I really enjoyed myself. And as I'm on my way back, I also see many shops and diners reopening on Wujiang Road. I'm looking forward to the day I can sit down and eat something here again.
As restaurants are only permitted to offer takeout, some people have the same expectations as I do.
I'm expecting to have a meal with friends once we can go into a restaurant and sit down to eat.
I want to make up for lost time. I'm more interested in finding nice food, like famous local diners and Yang's dumpling.
While other people are feeling a little more cautious.
I'll need to adjust to the new situation first, before hanging out with friends.
There are many places that I want to visit. I want to take my child to some parks and to popular restaurants. But I'll refrain from going to a lot of places for a while.
Shopping centers, parks, and scenic spots are now reopening with maximum capacity set at 75%. Indoor venues like cinemas and gyms will remain closed for the time being. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
As the city lifted most epidemic control measures in low-risk communities and allowed many businesses to resume operations, nearly 20 dancers from the Shanghai Ballet returned to their rehearsal studio today and enthusiastically resumed rehearsing and training at the Shanghai International Dance Center. Lei Shuran has more.
Bends, jumps, twists and turns. As one of the earliest dancers arrived in the studio, principal dancer Wu Husheng said he's thrilled to be back with the company. Although Wu practiced every day at home, he feels a lot better working alongside his fellow dancers.
I'm so excited to see everybody today. We'll make every effort to practice and hope to be on stage soon to show our very best side to the audiences.
Dancer Qi Bingxue also spent at least 3 hours a day rehearsing at home during the lockdown. But she said she is ecstatic to be back and is very much looking forward to performances scheduled for later this year.
I just want to perform as much as I can at the second half of the year to make up for what I've missed during the first half of the year.
Apart from the basic training, Shanghai Ballet has also created an original production called Da Di Zhi Guang, or The Light of the Earth. Choreographed by dancer Wu Husheng, the 40-minute production combines contemporary and classical ballet elements, paying tribute to what the city has experienced and witnessed during the past 2 months.
Through this production, I hope people will have a bit of more faith and confidence when facing adversity. We eventually see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is why light is the core element in this creation.
Although we had started rehearsing before the lockdown, we all developed a different perspective on the light of the earth during the past 2 months. So I will add some of my feelings and reflections into the creation. The choreographer is doing the same. He also had some new inspiration, so he adjusted some of the moves in the ballet.
Since May the 3rd, 7 dancers led by director Xin Lili have been rehearsing in closed-loop management at the Shanghai International Dance Center. Other dancers have been training with coaches online since May the 9th.
Self-training cannot be compared with the online training instructed by our 7 coaches. For example, how high should the foot be lifted up and how many times should each move be practiced? The dancers won't be able to meet a higher standard without the coach. So I believe as a professional ballet company, it's our responsibility to practice as perfectly as we can to present much greater pieces to the spectators.
Xin noted that the Shanghai Ballet will show a live rehearsal for free of The Light of the Earth on its Douyin account, Shanghai Ballet, on June 5th at 3 p.m. Lei Shuran, Shanghai.